Now, earlier this year, a call went out for volunteers to take part in an archaeological excavation at one of the oldest parts of Sligo town in the summer. Well, the excavation at the Green Fort is now completed, and on the line is the dig director, Dr. Fiona Beglane from Atlantic Technological University in Sligo, who were working in partnership with the County Council there. Fiona, thanks a million for talking to us. Did many answer the call?
They did. We had 126 applicants for 12 community places, so we were completely overwhelmed with the response. We were delighted.
All amateur archaeologists, were they?
That's it. All people that wanted to give it a try. So most people had no previous experience.
And how did it all go?
It's gone really well. Today's our very last day on site, and we've had the community volunteers. We've also had students who are undertaking a course with us at ATU. And we've had a great time. Weather's been a little bit mixed, but that's okay. We've had over 1,000 finds at the excavation.
Oh, brilliant. And what sort of things did you unearth?
The biggest group of things that we found was pieces of clay pipe. And clay pipes were in use from kind of the 17th century right through to the early 20th century. And the ones that we're finding, we know they're quite early because they're quite small and the pipe stems are narrow, and they get bigger over time, basically, as tobacco gets cheaper. So we know that these are early and they relate probably to the 17th or 18th century.
So what more have you learned about the lifestyle of the people who lived in the fort, the military?
Well, we know that they liked smoking, definitely. We know that they had muskets because we've found their musket balls. We've found some pottery. We've found glass. We've found things like a belt buckle and buttons and things like that. So we've found out about their clothing, their diet, the sorts of things they like to drink, I suppose. You know, we're finding bits of bottles and things like that. We can also see that there's layers of destruction and burning, and then there's layers of renovation and setting out new floors or new surfaces, if you like, ground surfaces within the fort. And that's happening kind of periodically. We're seeing several layers of those. So the fort, the evidence from the fort is stacking up towards what the historical evidence is telling us, which is that the place was used several times over the course of a couple of hundred years.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Great work, everyone, and a great project to be involved in. Dr. Fiona Beglane, Dig Director of the Green Fort in Sligo, thank you. It's a minute to nine.